And now, who said it? Theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking or this guy?
What is a man but that lofty spirit, that sense of enterprise, that devotion to something that cannot be sensed, cannot be realized, but only dreamed, the highest reality?
We are joined here in the studio with Carl Engelking from Discover Magazine. Hey, Carl.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm good. And we've got a listener on the line with us, too. We've got Nick, who is going to be facing off against me, a doomed proposition, might I add. Nick, thanks a lot for playing along today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
So before we get rolling, how big of a sci-fi fan would you say you are?
I give myself a B-plus to an A-minus.
You consume a lot of stuff?
Pretty, every now and then, yeah. I like a good space story.
All right, let's roll. Carl, you brought in a quiz for us. This is one that you did on the Discover podcast, It's Only Science. And the topic of this quiz is who said it, William Shatner or Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, I wanted to challenge the team at Discover to tell the difference between some of the quotes that Stephen Hawking and William Shatner had said. William Shatner can be surprisingly profound, and Stephen Hawking can weigh in on things that you wouldn't expect him to weigh in on. They both talk about space often, so there's a surprising amount of overlap between the things that Stephen Hawking, theoretical physicist, said, and William Shatner, a producer, actor, of course, famous for playing James T. Kirk on the USS Enterprise.
And to be clear, Nick, this is not Captain Kirk talking. This is William Shatner as himself. Right,
yes,
Carl?
This is him in his own words.
Okay.
Oh, that's
Are you
good.
Ready, Nick?
Oh, I'm ready.
So I'll read this first quote, and you'll have to tell me who said it. It would not be beyond the realms of possibility that somewhere outside of our own universe lies another, different universe, and in that universe, Zane is still in one direction.
I can't believe either of them said that.
Weighing in on One Direction.
That's a real quote from someone.
Yep.
Nick, do you want to take the first swing at that one?
As much as I really wish to hear Stephen Hawking say One Direction or Zane, at some point in my life, I feel like I'm going to have to go with Captain Kirk on this one.
That was Stephen Hawking. He weighed in on that. Yep, he weighed in on that controversy when that was big news several months ago. All right, here's another one.
I'm as shocked as you are, Nick.
This one's for you, Veronica?
Yeah.
What a glorious demise it would be to burn up in space.
What a glorious demise.
Yes.
It would be to burn up in space. I sound like Captain Kirk already, don't I?
Yeah.
To burn up in space. I'm going to say William Shatner.
You are correct on that one.
Woo! Sorry, Nick.
Nice.
All right, this one gets a little scarier. The rise of powerful AI will either be the best or the worst thing ever to happen to humanity. We don't know which.
This I do think is Stephen Hawking. I think I remember reading this article. It was very apocalyptic.
You are correct. So I believe you guys are tied now.
I'm surprised at that because I thought Stephen Hawking's whole thing was that we should be terrified about the rise of AI. And he's saying there that it could be either one. That one surprises me.
Yeah, he leaves it a little open-ended. Knowing what he's said about AI in the past, I think we know which way he might lean.
He's leaning a little more in one direction now.
Yeah.
One direction. Get it?
Okay, this one's for you, Veronica.
Yeah.
There is no doubt that there is life out there. The mathematics of it lead you to that absolute conclusion. In my mind, there is no doubt that the universe teems. Teems with life in all its forms.
Okay, here's my thing. I think that I cannot hear Stephen Hawking repeating teams twice, but I also feel like it's hard to imagine William Shatner using that word. So,
and he's talking about math, too.
And he's talking, okay, is that a clue? That sounds like a clue.
I am
he's
just
talking about math.
Repeating things.
Okay, so let's go with Stephen Hawking.
And that was William Shatner.
Ah, you misled me.
I just want to keep
both
it close.
Been bamboozled.
Let's see. Here's a quick one. People who boast about their IQ are losers.
I also really want this to be Stephen Hawking. I'm going to go with that.
It was Stephen Hawking.
It was Stephen Hawking.
Yep.
Okay.
So what,
Nick's
2-1
doing
right
really
now?
Well.
Yeah. Here's another one. If time travel is possible, where are the tourists from the future?
That, to me, sounds like Stephen Hawking, because I feel like William Shatner has that unbridled enthusiasm about space that he thinks that there still could be time travelers, even though we don't see them. So I'm going to go with Stephen Hawking.
Your hunch was correct. All right, here's a very colorful one for Nick. Why does the lizard stick out his tongue? The lizard sticks out its tongue because that's the way it's listening and looking and tasting its environment.
Hmm. Oh, this could go either way. I feel like I've been riding strong on Stephen Hawking this whole time, so I'm going to go with William Shatner again.
And you'd be correct. You got a good hunch, a good feel for this game.
Well, you feel like I know my captain.
And this one's for you, Veronica. We are approaching a crisis where people see not just the necessity, but the Armageddon of not cooperating.
Oh, well, that's a little preachy. Captain Kirk is preachy. I don't know if William Shatner is preachy. Stephen Hawking seems to enjoy the soapbox. See how I'm going inside the psychological mm-hmm. makeup of the two? I'm going to say Stephen Hawking again.
And that was William Shatner.
Ah, oh.
Dang. I stand corrected. I guess he's preachier than I thought he was.
I don't know if we're keeping track of score or what the score where the score
you're
stands
the quiz master.
Oh, I should have been writing this down. I think it's like 3-1.
I think I got 2, Carl.
3-2, okay.
I'm going to correct you. I'm pretty sure I'm at 2, but I think that Nick is still leading.
So this one's for Nick. I am discounting reports of UFOs. Why would they appear only to cranks and weirdos?
I'm gonna go with Stephen Hawking.
And you're correct.
Oh, yeah.
Nick is killing it.
Yeah, so that brings the unofficial score to 4-2, I'll say.
All right, well, sure, now you're weighing in, now that I'm losing so badly.
All right, well, let's get you on the comeback trail here.
All right, maybe this can be our final question.
Okay. The possibilities that are suggested in quantum physics tell us that everything that we're looking at may not be, in fact, there. So the underlying nature of being is weird.
Okay. Wow. Nick knows the answer. I can tell by the way he's laughing maniacally. The use of the word weird is what I'm zeroing in on. Weirdos was also in the last question. I'm going to say William Shatner.
You're correct.
Woohoo! Come back. But I think, Carl, I think that Nick still beat me.
Yeah, it's 4-3. I guess I could have made that worth like 3 points or something. But
Nick, congrats to you. You emerge the victor. And to you, I say, may you live long and prosper.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It was a tough battle.
Before we let you go, are you more about Captain Kirk or do you like Picard?
Oh, Picard, all the way.
Picard. What about you, Carl?
I'm a Captain Kirk guy. But honestly, I wouldn't mind if Stephen Hawking would steer the ship.
Yeah, that's probably a better best-case scenario for us all. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Carl Engelking is our quizmaster. He's the online editor at Discover Magazine.